G'day, everybody. Today is October 7th, 7:56 p.m., 8 o'clock, my time, New York, Eastern Standard Time. Here we go into the markets. We've got green in all the U.S. markets, quite a bit in oil. Gold is down. Forex looks like it's all up. Crypto is down. International is up as well. Okay, let's get over to our MotoWave. Here we go. All right, so we've got our scans, harmonic scans. The only things I've been tracking for many months now that people want to trade in US dollar is Australia and New Zealand. That is all. Generally, I'm finding that the markets are very, very choppy, kind of range bound somewhat. Here's the S&P. Now remember, this is a 4-hour chart, okay? So it's gotten really, really volatile here. Here's the UK, same thing. These are tough to trade. Same with Forex. This is what happens when you have debt. There's very little trending anything. Just throws people's off signals. As you can see here with the USD, Swiss franc, Mexico peso looks like it's kind of trending up, which is one thing I've noticed a while back. Look at gold. Gold and Swiss franc, very range bound, slight decline. This is very suppressed. Gold should be skyrocketing right now. And same with the euro. And I say gold should be moving up. When you see uncertainties, people want to find places to hedge. They ain't finding them in gold until too late, and then they start hedging it. Here we have gold Hong Kong. This is the only reliable one I find is the gold-silver ratio. I talk about this all the time, but when you look at generally how things are building back up compared to back in, let's see if I can get the monthly, back to the financial crisis in 08, 09, and look, it's been steadily climbing up, and just before the pandemic, that has exceeded where the financial crisis was. That's just due to all the uncertainty of where we're at now, and see how fast it's starting to climb up now, and that's not a good thing. That's just all due to all the bozos in Washington who are bickering over about how we should have no debt ceiling, and I mean there's a reason why they put it there, so these morons don't spend more than they should, because and they want to bring out a $1 trillion platinum coin. It's just, the ideas are legendary. Anyways, so continuing along, we have more silver, very suppressed, again back to the 4-hour charts here. And in decline, this is sort of stuff you don't really want to hold or have your capital tied up in. I would have said before crypto, I would agreed with it, but if you've seen my latest reports on crypto and the kind of returns you get, I'm not saying go all in with crypto, but you get much, much better performance with this, well, legacy old man garbage. And I'm an old man now, so I can say that. So here we got silver, New Zealand, no trends. US dollar, Australian US dollar, that is. So here we come with Hong Kong, Euro 50. Look how volatile that is. That is just incredible. It's very hard to trade that. I just said that, didn't I? Anything Hong Kong, it's in decline. Japanese yen, well, it's got potential, but no, wait, it's choppy. Euro USD was rallying, now it declines. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Euro Rand, South African Rand as well. Deutsche 30, well, I'd probably put that as a declining. Same with Hong Kong 33, just in the kind of the toilet now. New Zealand looked good up until here, mid-September, and it started taking hits. since here September 23rd. That looked like a good run up there. Singapore against Japanese yen trending a little bit. Taiwan just in going into the toilet. UK 100 just very flat, go nowhere fast. US 2000s, the Russell, I believe, just very range bound there. Same, you can see the decline, the overall long, not long term, but the decline since the 5th, and just really choppy. And people go buy the dip, look where it ends up. You'll get a little bit of performance, but generally you can see that there's definitely a lot of market pressure, downward pressure building in the market there. And that is what we had in crypto for a while, and now it seems to be turning around this month. Okay, what more can I tell you? Okay, there's a lot of hope in natural gas. This is trending up by the dip. Well, I don't know if this buy the dip thing still continues. Sugar here, very range bound since August 15th. Corn, very low, hasn't rebounded really. Hong Kong still in decline with the Swiss franc. The Rand, I don't know. I could go on and on and on. The Australian New Zealand dollar, I think from what I saw, looks like Melbourne has opened up in Australia, so that might be how things are trending up. But this one is a really good one so far. It's probably the best of the lot, the Australian New Zealand dollars. You can see that where it just started to take off around September 26th. So who knows, this could turn around and start to decline. I'm not sure if I'd see that, but if New Zealand's open as well, that definitely would be a good one to be in temporarily, of course. Let's see here, Deutsche 30. Ooh, long-term decline. Buy the dip, back down it goes. Congratulations, can't buy and hold that. Look at the Nasdaq 100. Boom. It all started around September 7th. Nasdaq. Let's check that out. Decline. You see some longs here, so you're seeing more of these U.S. indices. I'm not sure if they will continue to pop as long as this debt talk. I mean, there's just stop gaps that they're putting in, but it doesn't really just kick the can down, gets worse. They talk crazy talk, and it just overall long term. Let's be frank, is that U.S. loses the credibility. Inflation won't kick in, you can't hide that. And the your kids' generation and their kids, the grandkids' generations will be paying it thanks to all these dumb ideas that they're putting out. UK 100, not so bad, but still declining. US 30, you can just see that. If it's going to turn around, you would think 4 times that would have happened. Hasn't happened yet. France, slight decline. That's not too bad, but you're still in decline. New Zealand, oof, just pound against the New Zealand. Just really not good there. Same with the pound against the yen. U.S. against the yen. Starting to trend. That might be a defense trade, safe haven trade. Here's what we usually would have thought, that this pair would take off. U.S. Norway, we're not seeing it because, as I said, new government. It's trending somewhat up. USD, Swedish, but it's not doing as well. But here, we're starting to see what I thought I would say about both Norway and Sweden. But Denmark is starting to take off, because I think it might have something to do with if I'm not wrong, is that it's a conservative government. Whereas Norway just elected a liberal government, so I'm just showing the numbers here, that's what I'm thinking. Gold in Australia, slight decline, blah, blah, blah. Canadian, same. Euro, this is all gold. Just something I would not be holding right now. Let's this is such a mess. Okay, so we've talked about this, the gold-silver ratio. Canadian dollar looks like it's getting hit. Silver against Canadian. Swiss franc. British pound. Here's the Australian 200. Slight declines. That's pretty well set right across the stock markets. Surely Hong Kong, quite flat. Oh man, this is just so bad. Okay, finally we got China here. China 50, just bouncing around there, very choppy, very volatile. I've shown this before. Here's our rally right here. Up to January, it's been declined since. Congratulations. France, not so bad, but it's still declining. Man, it's not a lot of trends here, but I will show them in a minute. Euro Japanese yen, you would think would be rallying too, but no, range bound. Poland, I had some hope here, euro into Poland, but now guess what, it declines with some wild swings there on the decline. Okay, Turkish lira had some slight rallying, gone flat lately. Talked about all these. Deutsche 10-year bond. Yeah, it's declining. Not a good thing for Germany. Their markets are somewhat declining too, but there's really that buy the dip stuff. I don't know if it's going to work anymore. Japan 225, steep decline there. Netherlands, same thing. Singapore 30, it's been pretty well in the bottom tank anyways. Taiwan declined, boom boom boom. UK 100, I think we've seen this before. It's not looking too bad. It is declining, but looks like the lowest decline out of these batches here. NASDAQ declining, Russell not too bad, but it's just extremely volatile. USD China won, same thing as the China index, just not going anywhere in the tank. Looking for anything new. There's not a whole lot, but I'll show you some that I've identified as a winner. We've seen all this natural gas, we've seen corn. Look how flat it is. It's fallen pretty well. It seems like the bottom for about a month. Yeah, there's not much here. Copper. This was doing well up until May. And then just been in decline since. Boom. Don't know what to tell you there. Very flat. Australian Swiss franc. And that's it. Okay, let's go over to the good stuff. Platinum. Not good. Decline. Flat. WTI we know about. Rallying pretty good. Here's a buy and dip that works. USD 2-year peaked, and it's gone flat since then. 10-year, same, but it's in decline now. 30 is been declining, but it's stable now. And let's see how the USD Thai baht's been doing. Yeah, the rally still continues, a bit of flatness there. It's not too bad since October, but it can continue. So that's pretty well it. As I said, if you like what you see here, just go over to quantlabs.contact or quantlabs.info for a custom private chat server. Again, that's quantlabs.info. But here, if you want, you can get on our email list to contact quantlabs.net/contact. Keep all your info private. That's pretty well it. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.